Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to speak with the Kansas dairy farmers concerning the harvest of our winter small grain crops and also the first harvest of alfalfa. If you're harvesting some small grains for silage, that'd be things like wheat, rye, triticale, those sorts of things. Are you going to use a crimper as you mow it? I think that would be very advisable. It's going to break down those stems and it's going to decrease the drying time so that we'll be able to put that up in a more timely manner. One of the things to keep in mind is the actual dry matter of the forage as we begin to chop. Probably looking for 38 to 42% dry matter. I would encourage you to start on the wetter side, so 38% dry matter. Keep an eye on leaf loss, keeping in mind that as the dry matter content of those windrows increase, we'll see an increase in leaf loss, which will cause less digestible nutrients to be available in that silage mass, as well as the possibility of poor fermentation in the silage mass. A couple quick comments on alfalfa. Again, I think one of the things you need to think about is leaf loss as well as dry down time. Also consider the type of conditioner. Flail type conditioners tend to lead to an increase in leaf loss. If we have a wider windrow, it will dry down quicker and more uniform, just as with the small grains. So we might want to consider doing that. Again, for the dry matter content at harvest time, when you pick it up out of the windrow, 38 to 42% dry matter would be ideal. Keeping in mind that we need to watch out for leaf loss, you'll see that as a green cloud behind your chopping machine. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to keep an eye on dry matter content of the spring forage harvest.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.